Waltham Tulip Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Healthy Smiles. You're never fully dressed without a smile. But for some children, that's just a dream. A registered 501, tax-exempt charity, Healthy Smiles of Spartanburg has been delivering free screenings for all children in Spartanburg County, as well as free dental care for children in uninsured or low-income families since 2003. Look, oral health affects your overall health. So let's help make these smiles brighter December to March by going to healthysmilesonline.org/donate to donate via secure PayPal or mail-in. Again, that's healthysmilesonline.org/donate. These people are doing great work with children in Spartanburg County who just don't have the advantages of dental care. Healthy Smiles of Spartanburg is a collaboration of professionals representing dental health, public health, county school systems, nonprofit organizations, parents, caregivers, government agencies, physicians, as well as other healthcare providers. Founded in 2004, we're dedicated to improving dental health and overall health and happiness for all children in Spartanburg County, South Carolina. So, by all means, again, go to healthysmilesonline.org/donate to make a difference in the lives of young kids in Spartanburg County. All right, you want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. This is the opening salvo. This is the opening line to, in fact, let me see if I have this. I know I do, but I don't see it popping up. All right, this is the opening line to the article by Pro Football Talk on the Nick Saban situation. It said, with Alabama coach Nick Saban winning his seventh, there's no question that he's the greatest coach in college football history. But is he the greatest coach ever in any sport? You know, there's absolute question as to where he fits in college football history. Because, I don't know that I would have him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know where I would have him. I wouldn't have him in those top few spots. I know that. And, you know, some of the events of history color your perception as well. But honestly, I think Joe Paterno was a better coach. Now, again, as I said, obviously, the Penn State situation is viewed differently through a overall historical lens and looking back at the things that happened there, et cetera. But in terms of just the coaching element and what a guy meant to an institution for 50 years, I would have Paterno above Saban too. And I don't know that I wouldn't have others. So we are now just granting Saban the title of the greatest college football coach of all time, apparently. We're just moving right beyond that. We're moving to, is he the greatest coach of any type, anywhere, all time? And that's so utterly laughable to me. Again, I think there's a big distinction between, and this is why some of these guys eventually seek another challenge. Because I think that there is a view that NFL coaches are just superior to college coaches. And Saban helped perpetuate that view with his fail at the pro level. See, at the college level, when you go to a place like Alabama and you can pick and choose your players, sure, you can win. And I think that's the sentiment. But can you do that if you go to a pro team and take it over? Urban Meyer is about to find out. And by the way, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about all these NFL coaching situations and the NFL playoffs. I really want to start to turn the conversation toward that pretty soon. But suffice to say for the moment, it's becoming increasingly clear, Ramona. Well, I want to talk about the Falcons too, but it's becoming increasingly clear that Urban Meyer is going to be the next coach at Jacksonville. And that Khan is going to get his guy. there's still some sort of chance that the Chargers come in play here, but I want to talk about those coaching jobs and what's most likely. I suspect that you're going to hear something on the Urban Meyer front in the next 48 hours. It appears the path has been cleared for Meyer to take the Jacksonville job. Jacksonville appears to have shut down their interest now in other coaches, which were fallback positions for them. It appears that Conn is going to get his guy, perhaps for as much as $12 million a year. All six lines were just lit, and we just had three people drop. Now, by the way, when I said we're going to change our attention, that didn't mean you couldn't comment on what we've already discussed. So if Troy and the other people who dropped there, you want to get in on what we previously discussed, you're welcome to do so. Let me get to the phone lines here and get to Vol Nation first. Vol Nation, you notice I included you in that little jab at South Carolina.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Vol Nation.
Okay, got me?
Yeah, there we are. There we are. Good. You noticed I included you in that little jab about South Carolina that I guess there is one place it could be worse.
I was hearing you when you said it. And, of course, we've made some bad choices and decisions over the years, whether it was Derek Dooley or whatever it was. But
Mr. Clean.
And Peru is not paying. Sir?
Mr. Clean. Derek Dooley.
Yeah, Derek Dooley's not panning out. I'm not Derek Dooley, but Peru is not panning out as well as we like. But, of course, it's a COVID year, so it's really hard to say, looking at this situation right now.
Now, seriously, though. Now, you were leading the parade for Jeremy Pruitt. You had all these incredible hopes and dreams for Jeremy Pruitt. You were back. You were going to win the SEC. You're all these things. Recruiting. You're recruiting. What has gone so terribly wrong? And how bad is it when the guy who orchestrated all this, Philip Fulmer, when the guy who extended Jeremy Pruitt is apparently now trying to fire Pruitt with cause?
Yeah, it's really hard to say all of what's going on up there. I know that they've been kind of searching since November as far as, hiring this crew and things of that nature. And I know, there's always, the money, and then there's always administration. And so, I think they've gotten to a point where maybe the money is ready to move on. But, of course, the administration, there's some things. But then at the same time, if there are some things that are going on pertaining to recruiting, they do have to pan that out because you don't want the NCAA, kind of hanging over your head, which is why they brought in who they brought in. But the situation is now is, everything, I guess, is going to sit on what happens tomorrow. They've gone through their progressions. And so I believe tomorrow they're going to actually be sitting down with Pruitt and talking with him. And depending on, the information that comes out with that will dictate what they do moving forward. Looking at the somewhat assistant hire or whatever you want to call it.
Let me ask you this, though. from a work relation condition standpoint, how is it possible to patch this mess up? I mean, when you have the guy, the puppet master there, Philip Fulmer, who's now allegedly trying to fire the head coach with cause, the guy he extended, I mean, how can you patch that up? How are those two guys ever going to work together again?
You mean Pruitt and Fulmer?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. And maybe that's why Kevin Steele is there. I'm not sure. Like I said, every facility, every university functions a little differently. And I personally think that the situation specifically with what's going on right now is kind of above Pruitt and Fulmer's head. I don't personally think that they're making these choices and decisions.
One thing is clear. If you cut ties with Pruitt, that university desperately needs to cut ties with Fat Philip. You got to drive him to the state line and say, look, dude, we appreciate everything you've done. Well, some of what you've done over the last 50, 60 years, but do not come back because we will, you know.
And you may be onto something because, you know, I read a lot of articles, and there was an article, I won't even say 3 months ago, that most people probably wouldn't have noticed or paid much attention to, but talked about the potential of the next AD that could be at Tennessee. And when I see certain things like that, just out of the blue, I'm thinking like, you know, are they trying to prepare us for something? And I think you're absolutely right. I think he was good to kind of, you know, go from Curry to him to kind of bring some stability pertaining to at least the fan base in the University of Tennessee and maybe in some aspect. But he's of course, not the best AD. There's many people out there that are a lot better. And so I think, you know, there's a different direction that the administration may end up going. And then it could be that if Pruitt, you know, seems to be fine, they may try to keep him one more year because they do have, you know, money tied up. You know, you got a COVID year. You didn't get all the bowl money and things, all the stuff, the revenue that you typically get. So, you know, you're having everybody try to cut back. So it wouldn't always be wise maybe to cut loose everybody, maybe like Carolina did and be $12 million in the hole or whatever it is, you know, it's just craziness. But you bring in, if they do have to let him go, it's only to me wise to sit there and think, well, they probably brought in Steele as an interim because there's no one on the staff that could really carry that weight. There's no one on the staff that's ever been a head football coach or that they could place in an interim position. And so here you have Steele that's been around forever. You know, and whether
so
they want him long term,
it's still,
you know,
it's still
it just
so,
is what it is. I guess
it's still so messed up. I would think that if somehow you negotiate your way out of Jeremy Pruitt, you have to absolutely cut the ties with Fulmer, who's been pulling strings there. You know. Allegedly stabbing Johnny Majors in the back a million years ago, 50 years ago, and has been pulling all the strings behind the curtain there for 50 years. I think if you're going to move away from Pruitt, Fulmer absolutely has to go. He has to be disassociated with the program, and then I would think that you would go either Hugh Freeze or the Coastal Carolina staff.
Yeah, and that's, you know, of course, there's a lot to go with. You know, if you got the NCAA investigation going on, that's not necessarily internal investigation going on right now, depending on how that looks, I mean, people would love in Tennessee to see Freeze, but is that a wise deal? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Would that be put you further in the hole with the NCAA and all their eyeballs are on you, even though, you know, I believe everybody needs a second chance. And I think he's a brilliant coach. You know, do you want to roll the dice that way? You know, there are some people that, you know, wouldn't mind seeing the Coastal Carolina crew, you know, in Knoxville. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, so they think he's a rising star. You know, just, you know, I guess the thing is the money wanting to pay for a coach in where we are right now with the expectation to say, are we willing to allow him to build? You know what I'm talking about? You know, and so that's a question mark there. So.
Well, it's always good to hear from you, Vol Nation, and I hope better times are ahead for you because I know it's been a bit of a dry spell.
It has been, man. I appreciate you, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
And
Vol Nation.
Go Balls, man.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Next up is Tater Tater Chicken Hater and then Jimmy. Tater Tater Chicken Hater, how are you, Tater Tater?
I'm doing good. I told you many times, man, that the guys that I love to rib, they always give me ammunition and they just keep a smile on their face and it just don't get no better. I was listening to one of their, what's this John Whittle, so the big spur or the big coot or whatever he calls himself. He was making
the big coot is pretty funny.
He was on the radio today and he was saying basically that these coaches that's leaving are going to have to pay South Carolina between $250,000 and $300,000 to leave. And it occurred to me, I said, that sums up the situation with Clemson, South Carolina better than anything I could ever say. Because basically, Clemson's paying their coaches top dollar to stay, and the coaches at Carolina is paying top dollar to get the hell out of there because they want some relief.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
But it's true. But it's true. And so I'm just signed. So I'm just signed a contract a few weeks ago. It would have been $50,000 leave at this time. It's be $100,000 leave. It took them 2 weeks to figure out this $50,000 could be well spent getting out of here. And it's so damn funny. And you remember I told you before, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said, this thing down at Carolina is like the Titanic and all the rats are getting off the ship. Well, the Titanic started sinking, but it took a long time to hit the bottom. They only like a third or halfway to the bottom. They can't see the bottom yet. It's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And this is funny as heck. I mean, these people, they're out of money, but they got some money coming in. They got a $250,000 coming in, so I guess that's good. But nobody wants to be there. They hired the coach and had all these friends that's going to come help him, and he found out he didn't have no friends after he got that job. It's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. And they just give you all the ammunition you need. You don't even have to make stuff up. You just listen to what the big coot does. But it's plumb entertaining. I wonder what you thought about that.
Tater chicken there. I know it brings you such enjoyment. And I guess the good news for you is it seems like it's going to keep on coming. So, yeah, you're going to have lots of ammunition, I think, in the days and weeks and months ahead.
They can't even see the bottom, but they're getting there slowly but surely. I want to ask you about the national championship game.
Yep.
I watched the coaches thing where they have the different coaches analyzing the game.
And
on that particular show, they show a thing where you basically can see almost the whole field. So you can see all the plays and all. And then they bring it back.
All 22.
Constantly during the game. Yeah, it's really a neat way to watch the game. But one thing that I noticed in the game, that Alabama kept running these plays, and the coaches, I hadn't ever called this well. I've seen some variations. Coaches were calling it yo-yo plays. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, and I think that what Alabama really did is they just took advantage of Ohio State's weaknesses by moving Devontae Smith like a pawn all over the field like they have all year. And Ohio State just didn't or couldn't adjust to it.
They constantly reversed direction behind the line of scrimmage or right after
they
line
did,
of scrimmage.
They did some of that.
They had variations of the thing. So they had one yo-yo that looked like it, and then they'd run it where it had a different twist to it. And I love watching some of the plays they run. I hadn't seen that many. They had a special playbook written up just for that game. It was almost like they were saving these things to bust their behind. I hadn't seen that stuff this year, and I'm thinking from some of the plays that I saw that there's going to be a lot of copying going on next year. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would, but the problem is you can't copy Devontae Smith. You know, like you talk about some of the yo-yo plays and the change of direction plays. Now, look, all year long they've moved. Sarkisian has moved Devontae Smith, and we've talked about how he's schemed him open. They've done some of that, but did they break with some tendencies in that game in that regard? A little bit, yeah. Are you going to see more of that? Yeah, I think you may see more of it because it's a copycat world. But the thing you can't copy is Devontae Smith, and people constantly misjudged his speed all year. And when you're on the field with him for the first time, it's like being on the field with Lamar Jackson for the first time. You may see it on film. You may think you understand his degree of athleticism, but until you actually experience it on the field, you don't fully get it. And I watched this all year long with him. People take bad angle after bad angle after bad angle on him, and that was part of it. That was part of it. You know, even when they started him in motion one way and they turned him around, it just looked like Ohio State was slow to react to it all night. So I think you're on to something, Tater.
Well, it wasn't just his top-end speed. It was his ability to change direction quickly.
Sure.
And there's a lot of those guys that have good speed and have that instant change of direction. And I think those players will be utilized.
But look, he, for, Yeah, but look, he has more than that, all right? Because what he also has is as good a hands as I've ever seen, all right? And so
he did have good hands.
Right, and so he's clean. In other words, it's almost like when you watch him play, it's almost like he's playing without a football because most receivers take a split second when the ball comes to them. They bobble it. They need a split second to reel it in. It slows their motion. Smith is playing at full speed in that regard all the time. I mean, he has intentional stops and starts and double moves, which he does a great job with change of pace and freezing guys and then picking up speed. That's a different thing. But what I'm saying is just in normal, regular route running, whether it's a wide receiver screen, whatever it is, this guy is always at full speed because the catch comes so naturally to him. His hands are so unbelievable. Tater, I'm late. I got to run. Quick break. Jimmy and Trucker James, when we get back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Rosewood Communities is bringing low-maintenance living to Clemson with new homes starting at just $299,000. Flexible floor plans and monthly HOA that covers year-round lawn maintenance, water to fuel a full yard irrigation system, amazing common areas, and weekly trash pickup. They're selling fast, so act quickly. Check out the model home at 225 Pendleton Road in Clemson or visit rosewoodcommunities.com for more information. That's rosewoodcommunities.com for low-maintenance, affordable new homes in Clemson.
If you could get a 20-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Call Gary, the mortgage expert, about his 2.5% 20-year fixed mortgage. 2.5%. Call 979-1111. 979-1111. Or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 1-07429. Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1-84969. Based on 200,000 loan with 30% equity. APR 2.69%. Loan subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
Does it feel like finding clothes and your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
It's a new year, which means great savings at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Get a brand new Explorer with leather interior MSRP at $43,335. You're hitting the road at just $37,499 plus tax and tag. And 0% financing for up to 72 months. Never any hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Offer good through February 1st with approved credit and financing through Ford Money Company.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All the sports that spit to air. Brad and Ben in the press box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get just what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job, if you're dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or a personal injury situation, if you're charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Look, Nick's a former state prosecutor, and he's a longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. Nick will help you, I promise. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment. Tell him I sent you. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com. That's Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y.com. You know, Ramona, nobody in America loves their job more than I do. Sports to me is the gift that keeps on giving. Uh-huh. You know, it's you know, I look, I've studied sports my whole life. I know the whole history. You know, it's just this is where I belong. But the beautiful part about it is that every day I wake up, someone does something that is just so unbelievable that, you know, I would never. I mean, I could do 10 hours easily every single day. We did four every day through a pandemic when there was no sports playing. The world thought that sports would end. So what is today's gift to Road Rage in the world?
What might it be?
The Nets have consummated a trade for James Harden. They are sending 4 first-round picks and 4 draft spots to the Rockets. The Rockets have just remade their entire future. It's a future that won't involve the bearded one. But that's not the best part of it. The best part of it is that Flat Earth Society, Kyrie Irving, maskless party, Kyrie Irving, who's been off not playing because, I don't know, whatever motivates Kyrie Irving to do all such things, is now going to play on a team, on the same team with Kevin Durant and James Harden. First of all, you know, we've had these jokes in the past about basketball teams and only one basketball. Never will that apply more than to this situation. I mean, you have taken 3 of the most combustible characters in the entire history of basketball, and you are going to put them on one court together. Get your popcorn out. Look, I mean, I have no idea. Don't ask me how it's going to work. I don't have any idea. On the surface, when I hear James Harden and Kyrie Irving, especially those two, that sounds like an absolute unmitigated disaster in the offing. I mean, it sounds like, I'm here for this. All right, whatever's going to happen there, I can't wait to see it. You know, I actually had, as God is my witness, Ramona, if I scroll down my list of things that I was considering talking about today, way down here, about three quarters of the way down page one, I have the words Kevin Durant scrolled. Because Durant coming back off Achilles, balling out, scored 34 the other night, led his team from a 16-point deficit to a win. Kevin Durant is back. He's the scoring machine he's always been. He still may be the best player on the planet. He's certainly the most unstoppable scoring force on the planet, and this is off an Achilles. But now you're going to put him with James Harden and Kyrie Irving? We're going to have three guys, literally. I mean, you may actually see physical fights about the ball amongst these three guys. I have a hard time.
You guys will put LeBron on there.
I have a hard time imagining how the ball distribution is going to work. Now, we know that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden once all played together in Oklahoma City. But Kyrie Irving and James Harden, I mean, first of all, everybody hates James Harden. All right. Everybody who plays basketball with James Harden has one immediate reaction. Please let me leave this city. You play basketball
with
James
Harden. Why don't
they like him? Why would anybody like him? He sits there and pounds the ball on the ground all day long and takes every shot. You know, so.
Oh, he's a ball hog.
Oh, ball hog doesn't even begin to describe James Harden. Now, he will have some assists. He has assists when he's exhausted every personal offensive option is when James Harden passes the ball. And so the defenders at that point are all shocked and stunned, and then, you know, James will pile up some assists. But I will say this, from a talent standpoint, Harden, Irving, and Durant, that's a unique combination of talent. I wouldn't want to coach it. I wouldn't even want to try and coach it. But I'm absolutely here to watch it. I mean, absolutely. All Nets games have become must-see TV now. I can't wait. It's hard to believe. It's the best thing I've heard. Maybe the best thing I've heard in weeks. You know, again, it's just, you know, and let me say one thing about the, I know lines of Jim will come to you. The South Carolina situation, I think most of you Gamecock fans realize this. The only things I've told you in terms of hiring things I thought were things to help you. And when the season began, before the season began, when you lost Lloyd and everybody else was talking about different running backs, I told you that I fully believed that Kevin Harris would step in that role and be a big-time player for you. There weren't a lot of people saying that, but I said it before the year. And obviously, he went on to have a big time season for you. And, you know, we'll see how it all works out for you. I just think, you know, just from an analyst standpoint, that's all I do. I mean, people may think at times that, you know, well, you have a side or I don't. I just tell you what your situation is without regard for sides or any of that stuff. That's what I do. It's what I've always done. No one's ever tried to tell me what to say. It's not the way it works. You know, sometimes people come up with that ingenious notion that it's never worked that way. In fact, once upon a time, it did work that way, and I told them to stuff it on air. So, no. I just tell you how I see it. And this South Carolina situation just does not look good to me. Jimmy, how are you?
I know I've been on 2 days in a row, probably shouldn't, but...
You're fine, Jimmy.
I thought it was kind of ridiculous to talk about when you got Joe Paterno up there and Jimmy Johnson, and he did good in the pros and the college. Saban might be, but, you know, I could just about coach Alabama. I mean, come on. They get the best players in the country before the rest of us get them. I mean, it's not hard to win in Alabama.
Yeah, and that's a part of it. You know, again, if you actually evaluate, we want to evaluate Nick Saban and pretend like Michigan State never happened. You know, and the truth is, some of these other guys like Bear Bryant won at Kentucky. Nick Saban never really won at Michigan State. He's like a 500 coach at Michigan State. I think he had his best season was 9 wins. That's been done by other people at Michigan State.
Well, I agree with you, and I would say two things before we get off of there. You know, Ray Tanner was a great baseball coach. Don't never take that away from him. He is. He was good at it. He's a
one of the best ever.
And he should have stayed with that or retired with it. He's running his name being athletic director. And former, he wasn't even good at football, and that was his job. I mean, and make him athletic director and Tanner, either one. The only way you ever going to fix the Carolina program, and I ain't for it, but you're going to get a athletic director is worth a plug nickel, and Tanner's not good at it, neither is Foreman. And you know what? When Clemson's thing changed, I'm an old-time Clemson fan. We went through Tommy West and all those people after Danny Ford. And then we got an athletic director from Arkansas, of all places. He brought in Tommy Bowden, and then out of that was Dabo. You get a good professional athletic director, and that's all he does. He don't coach football, basketball. He's an athletic director. His job
Look at Southern Cal, all right? Southern Cal, the other SC, they have spent a good part of their modern history hiring ex-athletes as athletic director. Every single one of them has failed. Every single one of them. They've done it three times. They did it with Mike Garrett. They did it with Pat Hayden. And then they did it with Lynn Swann. They called Lynn Swann up. Lynn Swann was like in the backwoods of Pennsylvania with his 17 Dobermans just doing nothing. And they said, hey, Lynn, could you come be our AD? These things are destined to fail because I have a newsflash for people. Athletic director is a professional job, which requires a bunch of professional qualifications. And one thing that you ought to have somewhere in your resume is something that has to do with that job. You know, it can't be, well, I once was a great receiver at the school, or I was one of the greatest baseball coaches of all time. That has nothing to do with the role of AD. That's a specialized job. It requires that the individual holds it, wears many, many hats, fundraiser, face of the university, spokesman for the university, decision maker, all these things. And you don't learn those things playing baseball. The two jobs are completely independent of one another. They have nothing to do with one another.
And it just made another stupid hire. That was the thing. And both of them, Tennessee and South Carolina, make another stupid hire. Tennessee.
Thank you, June.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm leaving. I just sent back.
Hey, look. Actually, Tennessee's situation may even wind up being worse than Carolina's, which is sort of hard to believe, but it might be. It might be the case. Hey, Jimmy, thank you. I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Welcome to call. Everyone's welcome to call once a day. That's how it works. You call five times a week, just once a day. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. And when we come back, it is Trucker James, Ethan, and Delvin. Good. All good callers as soon as we get back. By the way, Maroon, you know, every once in a while I hear something funny that I just can't quite get out of my head, and I cannot get this Brooklyn Nets combination out of my head. I cannot get Kyrie Irving and James Harden in the same backcourt trying to keep the ball away from Kevin Durant. The best scorer on the planet. We have Kyrie Irving and James Harden trying to keep the ball away from each other and away from the best scorer on the planet, Kevin Durant. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to watch every Nets game from now until this thing just implodes. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY and give your personal info to a perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Greener, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, whether you're already planning on not paying your taxes this year, David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. Look, the Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. David Green's the man. And you know what? Don't be embarrassed by your situation. David's here to help you. So go see him. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal, greenlaw.legal, that's G-R-E-E-N-E. All right, we'll take a quick break. Trucker James Ethan Delvin, what I'm telling you, I cannot get this out of my head. Who's going to make up the rest of the roster? Just guys from the neighborhood? I cannot wait to see James Harden and Kyrie Irving together. And then to see Kevin Durant like over in the side, over in the corner, you know, waving for the ball wide open. Greatest scorer in modern history over there in the corner. Hey, here I am. And Kyrie Irving and James Harden doing everything they can to keep the ball away from each other and away from him. It's just a thing of beauty. Now, again, the talent level, extraordinary. You have a backcourt where you have two guys who really can't guard anybody. That's another dilemma. Quick break.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Clemson family. Eric McLean here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Duck Donuts in Greenville. Proud Clemson alumni Greg Terry and his wife Julie are happy to open their doors to you this season, and their warm welcomes are just the start of your Duck Donuts experience. They've got the most delicious, warm, fresh donuts you'll ever eat, but the best part, they are all made to order with flavors for everyone in the family. Start your morning off right, go to the Plaza on Pelham, or you can order online at duckdonuts.com.
Hit the new year with great savings on all new 2020 F-150s from George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. MSRP at $43,680 for just $34,499 plus tax and tag. You're on your way. George Coleman Ford, 90 plus years in business and four generations strong. Never any hidden fees, plus top-rated sales service, parts, and collision repair. Offer includes $5,500 in factory rebates. Good through February 1st.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who refuse to let happy hour end without squeezing in one more round. The type of guys who would rather sweat from unspeakable places than stop eating the spiciest wings on the menu. And the men who still chuckle when they order their wings bone in. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hindsight is 2020. 2020 was a brutal year with a lot we couldn't control. Pandemic, economy, unemployment. What can we control? our job, our career. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage, back to the great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm really amused by this. I've seen some mixes through history that people have questioned. I mean, going all the way back in the history of the game, having studied the game, I've seen some combustible mixes. But this is like nothing I've ever seen. I just want to see what it will look like in that, but I don't want to see just what it will look like game one. Game one, everybody tries to be good citizens. You know what I mean? I want to see game 10.
Oh yeah.
You know, game 30.
When they've been together for a long time.
Yeah. I want to see what it looks like
that
by that time.
That whole roommate thing. Oh, this is great. Oh yeah. By the 6 month,
that's
you're
right.
Like, oh man,
that's
I need to move.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, day one, it's all beautiful. Day one, everybody's saying the right things, doing the right things. Day 10, the trouble sets in. Now, then again, Kyrie Irving might not be there for any of it.
He's a non-mask wearer and what? Flat Earth? He's the Flat Earth.
Oh, yeah, Flat Earth Society.
Flat Earth guy?
Yeah, and he's not playing now. He's for reasons known only to Kyrie Irving. He's out protesting something.
So he's a conscientious objector.
It's conceivable he's not going to be there for any of the fun, and that would ruin the whole deal.
Well, he might not come back if he sees what's down the line there.
Come on, big dog.
How you doing, Ethan? Good to have you as always. Calling from Salt Lake.
Yeah, brother. I'm doing just fine. You know, I think that triple option in that Brooklyn has going on is going to work out quite well because Kyrie might pull a Ricky Williams and just kind of go off by himself and just decide to.
That's true.
You know, to do whatever. So I think, you know, also help going down through playoffs it might work out. But this whole South Carolina situation is just. It's unbelievable. Like you said, you can't make it up. It reminds me of a quote. You can put whipped cream and a cherry on top of a pile of crap. It doesn't make it a sundae. You know, they're not going to know what's going on down there with these hires. I mean, honest to God.
You were going to say pig.
Oh, no. Honest to God, if you told me tomorrow, I wake up and you tell me that they hired Steven Garcia as their quarterback coach, and replace their Sandstorm song to, you know, Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca, I would believe it. It is out of control down there. Do you think, honestly, all jokes aside, do you seriously think with Clemson recruiting at such a high level, grabbing those in-state commits and other SEC programs like Florida on the march, you know, Leach and Lane Kiffin, do you think that South Carolina is going to recover the next 10, 15 years from this?
I think they've made terrible decisions. I don't, I, you know, what it means for their future. Look, you don't know what's going to happen in that division. For example, you know, Dan Mullen has been begging for an NFL job. I don't know that he's going to get one, but he's been begging for one. You don't know if he's going to stay there. The whole Georgia situation, I mean, you know, how many years does Kirby Smart have if he doesn't do something more than he's done thus far? I would say two. I think he's got about two more years to demonstrate that they know what they're doing down in Georgia, or that he could be replaced. So there's still some situations. I mean, look at Tennessee in the division. They're a train wreck. So there's still some sort of chance, but the problem is that you've just made decisions that I think are going to set you back a decade.
Yeah. Well, I think with the facilities and fertile recruiting ground that is Texas, I think Texas A&M is poised to step up. I mean, they're one really good dual threat quarterback away from being back in national prominence. So I'm looking at Texas A&M and LSU with Ed Orgeron, if he can hang on through this rough patch to bring national championships to the SEC the next couple of years.
Yeah, look, I think that's perfectly feasible. I think that could happen. You know, of course, that's on the other side of the conference, so it doesn't, you know, directly impact South Carolina as much as the teams in their own half of the league. But yeah, no, look, when you make – you know, it's like an NFL team that drafts a quarterback at the top of the draft or makes a move to go get Mitchell Trubisky. It sets you back years. It sets your franchise back years.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Walt. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, Ethan. Yep. Appreciate the call. Good job. Yeah, I mean, you know, Shane Beamer is the Mitchell Trubisky of quarterbacks. Actually, that's not right, because the truth about Trubisky is that there were a lot of people who thought he was the best quarterback in the draft. It wasn't just Ryan Pace and the Bears organization. By the way, the Bears, Ramona.
Yes.
I want to talk about the Bears. I want to talk about all these coaching situations, but don't let me forget to talk about my guy Ryan Pace and the Bears and what they've done. I want to get Delvin in here though, because he's been hanging on a long time. Delvin, good to have you as always.
Hey, well, I'm trying to imagine in the fourth quarter playing against the Lakers, LeBron James. I mean, James Harden, Kyrie Irving fighting over the ball and Durant just standing in the corner like, I'm open.
I mean, I have to see it for the same reason, you know, you have to look at a 17 vehicle pileup wreck on the highway. It's the same reason I'm going to have to eyeball this thing. I have to see it. I want to see it as soon as humanly possible. I want Kyrie back. I want Kyrie back from whatever he's doing. Let's get James in there. Let's crank this thing up. I'm ordering my Nets gear tonight, Delvin.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, guess we got a coach to a state, hey, Steve Nazar, first year coach who never coached a day in his life. Got a coach to us. That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Yeah, and I just want to ask you, Ramona, has Dan Skidson left for Auburn yet? I mean, it seems like all South Carolina coaches are going to Auburn. Has he left for Auburn yet?
That'll probably be tomorrow's news, Delvin. One a day.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. I mean, they lose everybody all over. Like, you're going to be Gunnar Stockton, Mike Bobo, Will Friend, now Tracy Rocker. You're going to be Dez Kid tomorrow. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's not going well. See, this is what happens when you hire the wrong people.
Yeah, and so as far as Tennessee goes, you got a backstabber hires a backstabber. Phil Fulmer backstabbed Johnny Majors, and Kevin Steele tried to backstab Gus Malzahn. So they're perfect for him in Tennessee.
I don't know, but it's unbelievable that two teams in the same half of a conference can be such a mess in terms of how they've screwed up their entire hiring process and what they've done to their respective football teams.
Yeah. You know who's looking good right now? John Curry at Wake Forest. You know, everybody fired him, saying, you know, he looked good at Wake Forest. Now, I'm glad he got what he said. He ain't in Tennessee no more.
Yep. I think you're on to something there too, Delvin. 100%.
Third time I call. I'm with you, man. I gotta see this whole Brooklyn Nets thing. I gotta see the Brooklyn Nets thing, man. I gotta see this. I think it's gonna be a train wreck waiting to happen, man.
I do too. I don't see any way it can possibly work. But I will say, you know, putting that amount of talent on the court is worth looking at least until it implodes. I mean, I don't know how they're going to guard anybody. I mean, I'm not sure of that.
I feel bad. I feel bad. Poor Steve Nash. I feel bad for Steve Nash.
That's a tough job. Nash could have benched one of those guys and just put himself at point. That might be the best thing. The only way Durant's going to get the ball is if Nash inserts himself as player coach. That's the only way Durant's getting the basketball.
I know, man. Every time I call, Walt.
Thank you, Delvin. Yeah, Durant's thinking, man, I'm going to average 35 a game, lead the league in scoring, and do all this. Durant doesn't know his average is about to go down to about 15. Durant's scoring average. You know, all those dreams that Durant has of scoring titles and all these historical numbers that Durant is going to post, those numbers are all about to disappear. I have seen some strange mixes in the history of this game. Like I said, Oklahoma City was a strange mix. I've seen some strange mixes in the history of this game, but I'm not sure I've ever seen anything quite so strange as this deal. I mean, they're going to have, I mean, it's almost impossible to think about. Again, Kyrie Irving, not a great defensive player. James Harden, not a great defensive player. They're both individualistic guys. I mean, Kyrie Irving tried to tell a story this year that, he's learned from his past, and he really just wants to share the ball now. That's going to be tested. Let me tell you, that little notion, that little mission statement, which is all false anyway. This is all a bunch of garbage. Kyrie is all about Kyrie. That's who he's about. Kyrie's all about Kyrie. James is all about James. And Kevin's all about Kevin. And Kevin's the one who's the real talent in the mix. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday night, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor. Available from 20 horsepower to 60 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer, McCurry's Outboard Repairs, at the Greenville Boat Show, January 28th through the 31st. Call 225-8704.
Hey Clemson family, Eric McLean here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Duck Donuts in Greenville. Proud Clemson alumni Greg Terry and his wife Julie are happy to open their doors to you this season, and their warm welcomes are just the start of your Duck Donuts experience. They've got the most delicious, warm, fresh donuts you'll ever eat, but the best part? They are all made to order with flavors for everyone in the family. Start your morning off right, go to the Plaza on Pelham, or you can order online at duckdonuts.com.